Due to the cabinet, Patrick Kangwa has urged permanent secretaries and senior management officials in government to maintain neutrality and professionalism during the election period. The news reports that Mr. Kangwa says public service workers, particularly those in senior management such as permanent secretaries, should continue serving the people of Zambia with neutrality and professionalism during this period. He stated that the dissolution of parliament does not create a gap, but rather marks a transitional period until the next office bearers are appointed.
News 360.
Mbala District Administrative Officer Gilson Chanda has applauded the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, for their initiative to assist stakeholders in the district with issues surrounding information and communication technology. Speaking during a stakeholders meeting, Mr. Chanda said the stakeholders in the district are elated that through the information to be provided by ZICTA, consumers are helped and protected from abuse and misuse of online platforms. And Zambia Information Communication Technology Authority team leader and acting manager for consumer affairs, Kennedy Kapembwe, says the institution has the mandate to regulate the information and communication technology sector under Act No. 15 of 2009. The news reports that Mr. Kapembwe said ZICTA also operates under the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act No. 4 of 2021 and the Postal Services Act No. 22 of 2009.
360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it has retaliated against a U.S. airbase in the region after the latest American strikes on southern Iran. The Iranians didn't say where the base was, but Kuwait said it had responded to drone and missile attacks. Israel has continued to intensify its attacks on Lebanon, striking the southern city of Tyre overnight. Social media video shows crowds around collapsed buildings and rescue workers putting out fires. Tens of thousands of residents were given a two-hour warning to leave. About 14% of Lebanese territory is now under Israeli evacuation orders.
News 360.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 73 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 18 ngwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 18 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 14 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
FIFA must answer questions after allegations of artificially inflating prices and misleading fans over the sale of tickets for the 2026 World Cup. It comes as the Attorneys General of New York and New Jersey officially launched an investigation into FIFA's practices. New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport called the process a gauntlet of confusion, fake scarcity, and impossibly high prices. She added that there would be a thorough investigation of FIFA's conduct, with World Football's governing body subpoenaed to provide information. Weather has been sunny and beautiful, with the highs at 22 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear, with the temperature dropping to as low as 13 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Secretary to Cabinet urges permanent secretaries to maintain professionalism, and stakeholders applaud ZICTA. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruit comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Osaka's number one hit music station. Rock FM.
Yeah, you love when I'm drunk. Official number one hit music station.